Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Tuesday, April 30th. Today on Forbes, how to buy a small business with no money down. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, this final week of April marked National Small Business Week. It's a time to celebrate the role of small businesses in the U.S., all 33 million of them. Despite the so-called small tag, these businesses are a big deal. They account for about 40% of the U.S.'s $27 trillion gross domestic product and, even more importantly, are an essential part of the American dream. For proof, one only needs to consider the success of ABC's Shark Tank, now entering its 16th season. In fact, a 2023 survey by Inkfile found that 90% of Americans dream of being their own boss, and three-quarters already have a business idea they're itching to start. However, money is the big barrier to entry, according to Inkfile's survey, which shows that finding the funds to kickstart or buy a business is the top challenge for half of those surveyed. Chelsea Mandel, the founder and managing director of Ascension Advisory, believes she has a novel solution to the seemingly insurmountable challenge of funding small businesses. Mandel has gathered a sizable social media following, preaching the virtues of, quote, sale leasebacks, a clever financing technique typically used by sophisticated institutional investors in billion-dollar transactions. On LinkedIn, Mandel has more than 27,000 followers, and on X, another 8,000 plus. Her firm, Ascension, not only hosts a podcast devoted to leasebacks, but also offers email crash courses like, quote, 102, Acquisition Financing Utilizing Sale Leasebacks. So you might be wondering, what's a sale leaseback? In a sale leaseback, a business sells some of its assets, like property or equipment, and then rents or leases it back so that it can continue operating as it did before. In some ways, it's similar to a home equity loan, in that it effectively unlocks potential cash tied up in the value of the assets that can be used for growth or other investments. It also offers tax benefits, including certain deductions for the seller, who is now effectively renting the business it just sold. Mandel's strategy is simple. Time it right, and a business buyer can use a sale leaseback to finance the purchase by leveraging the property that comes with the business. In this way, according to Mandel, a new buyer is simultaneously acquiring a business and selling the property it owns to an investor who will receive rent from the buyer, who embarked on the entire transaction without putting up any initial capital. Brian Dennis, the founder of Dennis & Co., is one of Mandel's success stories. Dennis & Co., which owns 15 dealerships, including Chevrolet, Dodge, Chrysler, Infiniti, and Kia, mostly around New York City, added a new location to its portfolio last year without putting any money down by executing a sale leaseback with Ascension Advisory's help. Dennis purchased a dealership where just the real estate was valued at $20 million. The whole package, real estate, dealership operations, and other assets, was being sold for just $17 million. By arranging a sale leaseback, Dennis managed to cover this entire cost of the acquisition. He says, quote, "We were able to cover the lion's share of the acquisition just by leveraging the property. Using sale leasebacks provides the lowest cost of capital. When you go into a deal, it's inherent that you look for sale leaseback opportunities. We've done three of them so far." Sale leasebacks are nothing new. They are commonly used in commercial real estate and by private equity firms. According to New York's SLB Capital Advisors, there were more than $17 billion in real estate-based leaseback transactions in the U.S. in 2023. VICI Properties, a real estate investor focusing on, quote, experiential properties, laid out $776 million in Q4 2023 alone for leases including Manhattan's Chelsea Piers and 38 Bowlero bowling alleys. Mandel believes wannabe small business owners, sometimes called, quote, acquisition entrepreneurs, or searchers, should be considering this creative no-money-down financing to leap into business ownership. She warns, though, that finding a target company that will pay for itself isn't easy. She says, quote, "We say finding a deal where you can finance the whole acquisition through a sale leaseback of the target's real estate is like finding a needle in a haystack, but the opportunities are out there." For full coverage, check out Brandon Kokoden's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.